Each day, there seem to be new developments in the continuing story of Mauna Kea, the planned construction of the 30-meter telescope, and the protests against it. We continue to hear from a wide number of voices on the topic, and this morning we wanted to bring you some thoughts from University of Hawaii President David Lassner. This past Sunday, Lassner went to Mauna Kea and spent about an hour there. He met with protesters and said he wanted to witness for myself firsthand what is happening here. 2 days ago, he posted a message on the university website about Mauna Kea, saying in part, quote, "I realize that TMT now represents a huge source of friction in our work to become a model indigenous-serving university and a Hawaiian place of learning. We will need many conversations over the months ahead to work on that together. My heart and mind are open as I continue to listen and share. Let me close with my biggest concern. We need to keep the fabric of our university from being torn apart." Lassner says he has no plans to resign. Last week, he was part of a panel on the theme of leadership as part of a conference put together by Hawaii Business Magazine. I moderated that panel and asked him about the challenges of leading a diverse university community in the context of the divisive issue of Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea is certainly the biggest issue I've faced in my career. I think for many people who are involved, it might be the biggest issue Hawaii is facing in maybe a couple of decades even. And UH is smack in the middle of it, and I'm smack in the middle of it. And it's a history that goes back with UH over 50 years. So there's a lot of history that I have inherited and some history that I own. So as I navigate this, it's really both personal and it's professional. This is not something where we as a community will get consensus. We are divided across almost every dimension, and I will say inside the university, we are even more divided than what you see in the community. So I have the challenge of being the leader for an institution that has taken a position over decades with people everywhere on both sides of the issue. So it's easy to demonize. It's easy if you view the world as black and white. And I have many people inside our community and certainly many people around the state who thinks that this is easy if they could just convince everyone to their perspective. But the perspectives are incredibly deep-seated and go back generations for many people who have strong views. This is not 140 characters, but I did want to talk about what it means to be a leader, and I think for me, I need to make every part of my community feel valued, that their opinions matter, even though not everyone's going to get their way. And for me, part of that is listening and telling people I'm listening. It doesn't mean I will do what you say, but I'm listening. I need people to listen to each other respectfully and appreciate each other's opinions, even when they aren't articulated particularly well. And ultimately, I need people to trust me that even if they disagree with me on this one, and it's a big one, they are still have confidence in me as a leader because we are much more than this single issue.
University of Hawaii President David Lassner talking about Mauna Kea. That took place last week at a panel on leadership at a conference put together by Hawaii Business Magazine. As I mentioned earlier, I moderated that panel and asked a follow-up question about communication. Framing this in a leadership sense, communication, like management now, there's no longer a sense of controlling the narrative. It has become a matter of influencing, perhaps. That's a much tougher prospect. So as a leader, how do you influence the narrative of your own story knowing that you can't control it?
Wow. I'll just say a couple things. One is in telling your story, and again, in this particular situation, I can't tell my personal story at the expense of the stories of other people I care about deeply who are not at the same place I am on this story. So that's limits me from using the tactics of black and white that are so prevalent in particularly social media today. I think the influence of social media on complex issues, the bubble effect that I think we all know about from the 2016 election in particular, where people see and are reinforced among people that they largely agree with in short narratives, cherry-picked narratives. And if you don't want to do that, because my goal isn't, I mean, my communications guys, it drives them crazy because I won't engage in that. And frankly, the people who are with me, I say things to them that they don't want to hear either. But that's part of, for me, trying to lead with integrity through a hard situation. Yesterday I saw an article, I think it was from BuzzFeed, and it was about the guy who invented the retweet button. And he basically said, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember exactly, he said, I have put nuclear armaments in the hands of four-year-olds. And that is unfortunately what's shaping our narrative today. You know, how will we as a community support actual journalism that tries to tell stories fairly? And there's a lot less of that than there used to be.
University of Hawaii President David Lastner speaking last week at a panel on leadership at a conference put together by Hawaii Business Magazine. Our thanks to our partners and colleagues at Hawaii Business Magazine for the panel itself and for the ability to share the audio with you this morning. As I mentioned earlier in the program, we continue to bring you a number of voices and perspectives on Mauna Kea. We will continue to provide a forum for diverse voices and viewpoints on this topic and others. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this topic or on any other, you can call our talkback line, 808-792-8217, or you can send us an email at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.